What are, in your opinion, Senator, the big problems which will be coming up in the next session of Congress?
Well, I think the biggest problem, Carl, is the one I've been harping on for the last 10 years. That's the military posture of our country. Mr. McElroy revealed yesterday the decline of American power by saying that we're 3 years behind the Russians in missiles and pointing out that the Strategic Air Command, which is close to this area, will be going on a 24-hour alert. This is what happens when we don't make the investment in intercontinental ballistic missiles. Our Strategic Air Command bases, including the ones in our own state, Larson being the closest, will be threatened by the growing missile capability of the Soviet Union. And the result is we may have to spend $1 to $4 billion a year that we wouldn't need to spend just to keep our planes in the air to cover operational and maintenance costs for the B-52 and the B-47 and the tankers, the KC-135s.
I take it you didn't agree at all with the cutback then in the Boeing subcontract over there.
This is just another example of this same business of determining security on the basis of the decision made by the Secretary of the Treasury and the Bureau of the Budget. My point is very simple, Carl. We're in a conflict with the Soviet Union. They even brag that they're going to beat us, that Mr. Kozlov, when he was over, told, as he left the airport, the reporters that Eisenhower's grandchildren would live under communism. They make no bones about what their objective is. It's a world dominated by the Soviet system. Now, if we're in a conflict, the first thing you ought to find out what the requirements are and then go about meeting them. And if we have to increase taxes, do it. But this country is in mortal danger. And I've said this so long and so often, I suppose I'm accused of crying wolf, but when I read and hear over the radio, as I did yesterday, Mr. McElroy's admission on leaving office that we're 3 years behind and that the Russians' lead may increase, and we're going to have to go on a 24-hour alert, this is hardly good news. It reminds me that Mr. Wilson left 3 days before Sputnik got up, and he said everything was fine. Now we have another one leaving, and he now at least admits that we're going downhill in relation to Soviet power, and I think this is the biggest issue we face, because this is an issue that determines whether we survive.